The 2020 Democratic presidential candidates have been talking education. Senator Kamala Harris is promising federal matching funds to close what she calls the teacher pay gap.
What we will do is close that gap on average is $13,500 a year, and we will close it by the federal investment in closing that gap. It'll be a matching fund with states, because here's my belief, and it's
she and other candidates spoke at the National Education Association, the NEA forum over the weekend in Houston. Senator Bernie Sanders had this to say about teacher pay.
Every teacher in America should earn at least $60,000 a year.
Teachers are restless. There have been strikes across the country, and there are a lot of teachers. The NEA has 3 million members. Democrats are reaching out. Let's bring in Anya Kamenetz. She covers education for NPR. She's been looking at the candidates' plans. Anya, welcome back.
Thanks so much for having me.
And talk first about increasing teacher pay, as we just heard. What plans stick out to you?
Well, I think, you know, Senator Harris was the first, I believe, in this election cycle to talk about teacher pay. And it's definitely following on from the Red for Ed movement or the teacher walkouts that we've seen. So this isn't just an issue for parents with children who are concerned about their children's education, but also for a real force within, you know, not just the Democratic Party, but across red and blue states of teachers walking out and demonstrating their political power and wanting federal help to raise that pay.
And are people talking about how it would be paid for?
Well, Senator Harris's tax plan includes an expanded estate tax. Sanders hasn't specifically talked about it. It's important to note, of course, teacher pay is set at the state level and not by the federal government. Harris's plan includes matching funds. But, of course, Sanders has a range of tax hikes.
Well, Beto O'Rourke has also been out talking to teachers, and he said over the weekend he wants them to be able to focus on students.
That means a living wage so that you don't have to work two or three jobs just to make ends meet. That means that we forgive 100% of your student loan debt if you're willing to dedicate your life to public service.
So there he is saying, if you go into the field, we'll take care of your debt. Bernie Sanders has called for canceling all of the country's student loan debt, not just teachers, and for free college. And now, you know, we know that Senator Klobuchar has called for more realistic change. Talk about that debate among Democrats.
Yeah, Robin, I think Senator Sanders can probably be credited for putting student debt on the table in the 2016 election, as well as free college, which was a template of his platform back then. And so today in 2020, we can see every candidate kind of has to have an answer for what are you going to do about student loan debt. And as we heard from Beto O'Rourke, this isn't just an education issue. Again, this is a workforce issue as well, because teachers, social workers, frankly, artists, struggling under student loan debt makes it harder for them to serve the people that they serve. And evidence suggests more broadly the millennial generation is putting off having children and buying homes thanks to this debt. I think amongst these plans, you know, Senator Warren's proposal is targeted by income, and that makes it more cheap for student loan forgiveness, which, you know, satisfies many policy wonks. But when Senator Sanders comes out and says, I'm going to cancel all your student loan debt, that's a huge applause line. Yeah. So and it's also important to note Senator Biden might have some vulnerability here, because he was responsible as the senator from Delaware for making it much harder to walk away from student loans in bankruptcy. So he might be vulnerable on this point.
You mentioned Senator Warren's call for a wealth tax, a 2-cent tax on every dollar for people who have more than $50 million in wealth. But she says some of this money's for schools.
We can provide universal child care for every baby in this country age 0 to 5. Universal pre-K for every 3-year-old and 4-year-old in this country.
So take money from the people making or having over $50 million and put it into universal pre-K. What are you hearing about pre-kindergarten education from other candidates?
You know, universal pre-K is hugely popular. It's growing. It has bipartisan support in many states. And by the way, it's a workforce issue as well, especially for working women, which is why you're hearing candidates like Senator Warren and, in fact, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand talk about it a lot. Senator Warren's plan really resembles what's been done at the city level, the idea of locally run but federally subsidized child care options.
There's been a lot of talk as well. We only have about a minute and a half, but I want to get to the Trump administration's focus on school choice, charter schools. Many Democrats have also embraced charter schools. I'm thinking of Senator Cory Booker when he was mayor of Newark. Others are, you know, rejecting it as taking away from public schools. What's the debate?
It's a tight line that Democrats are walking. The rhetoric has heated up, but in fact, if you look closely at the candidates' proposals, they're making modest changes. They're talking about for-profit charter schools, which are a small subset of all charter schools. The fact is that there's a divergence. So many polls show that while white Democrats' support for charter schools has been plummeting, among Black and Hispanic voters who are Democratic, their support for charter schools has been steady. And one reason may be that they have more students in those schools. And we know from many decades of polling that parents tend to support the schools that their children are in.
Yeah. Anya Kamenetz, who covers education for NPR, talking to us about the 2020 Democratic presidential candidates' plans for education. A lot of talk about that this week as they went to an NEA forum. We'll see if they continue to make it an issue. Anya, thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.